with also Celestial Fury, and on the outside trying hard Forbidden City. Celestial Fury lifts in the middle, puts a Ted in front and one. Celestial Fury, Stella Pauline, Curran with Free to Move, and Maha then rights of man. Sir Davey is bustling for a run, and Snickerdoodle Dandy the outer. Curran just in front with 50 metres to go. Maha Free to Move. They're coming from everywhere with Redlands. Trooper and Capriccio, but Free to Move may have just won. Free to Move, or we've got Capriccio and Brendan's Trooper.
Free to Move did win at 100-1 in the Creswick Stakes, giving Froggy Newitt a double at Flemington. If you're a Froggy fan and had a little something on the all-up, you'd be very happy indeed, because Celestial Fury won at $26 as well. He could have a future Derby contender as well after the weekend. Froggy, congratulations. Good to have a day back at Flemington like that. And for a couple of strides, it almost looked like you were going to have a treble on Lindout as well.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michael. It was nice to be back at headquarters on a Saturday and get a couple of winners home. And, yeah, a couple of nice horses there.
When's the last time you had a 100-1 winner, especially in a listed race?
It would have been quite a while ago, I think. 100-1 winner, not that long ago, but it was in the country. But yeah, on a Saturday, I was quite surprised when I saw that he was 100-1. I didn't think he deserved to be that long a price.
Yeah, if you go back through his form, he's been very consistent. So did you give yourself a chance on Saturday? Because Ken and Casey Keys have done a great job with Free to Move.
Yeah, look, he's a little horse I had a fair bit to do with early in his career. I won his maiden on him, and friends second in the Elstrom at Swan Hill on him, and he's a horse that he's only very little in size, but he's got a great kicker, and he just seems to go 3 to 4 lengths better when you get rain affected ground. So we went there thinking he was going to be pretty competitive. Whether he win or not, we wasn't sure, but we knew he wouldn't be far away. And as it turns out, he drew the right part of the track and stuck his little head out when it counted.
A jockey like yourself, Froggy, who's had so many big race successes, has it been difficult, the relocation back from Tassie? Because it's been tough for you to get good rides on a Saturday in town.
Yeah, I think that's just the just goes to show how strong the quality of riders are here. I'm getting plenty of rides because I can ride 54. So the rides are always going to be there. It's just trying to get the quality of horses. And I reckon out Saturday, I ended up before scratch. I had 9 rides on Saturday, and was lucky enough to get on a couple of handy ones, and thankfully we got the results. So hopefully it can only springboard going forward.
And you've never been afraid of hard work. You're riding today at Wang as well, so you're certainly covering the miles. Are you enjoying being back here in Victoria?
Yeah, really enjoying it, mate. The kids and my partner Bree, they're enjoying it here. My partner rides work out at Lloyd Williams's, which she really enjoys. So yeah, it's nice to be back working full time rather than semi retired. So we're getting a few winners, which makes it easier too.
And do you think you might have unearthed a potential Derby type of horse with Celestial Fury on debut for Team Busserton and Young on Saturday?
Yeah, I think, look, he's gonna be given every chance to get that way. He showed us that he's got nice ability at home. We went there Saturday thinking he'd be competitive, but he's obviously going to be a better horse over ground. But I was really pleasantly surprised with the way he really put in the last sort of furlong when he was headed. But seeing Johnny Allen, which they had a good opinion of, sort of put 3/4 of length on him, but probably the 150, and to his credit, he really knuckled down. And the further they were going, the stronger he was getting. So I think he'll go to the final on finals day over a mile, which he should really relish. And then we'll look after him, put him away, and he'll be given every opportunity in the spring.
You've been on a few good stayers, young stayers in the past. Does he give you the feel that he's got that type of potential?
Yeah, he definitely does. He's got a really good nature, he's got a really good attitude. For a stayer, that's what you really want to see. But he's got a great set of lungs on him. Like he pulled up the other day, first start over 1400. You wouldn't even know he'd gone round. So he's got a big future, I would suspect.
And that race has got a good history with bringing horses that have that spring class. I think Cherry Tortoni won the race last year as well. So it augurs well because it's a target race for two-year-olds, that one there. So we'll get to see him in a fortnight as well. Where are you spreading the love these days, Froggy? Because it seems like you're riding for a lot of different trainers. Where are you heading to track work most mornings?
Yeah, ride three days a morning. Toss it up between Cranbourne and Caulfield. And I'm thinking in the next couple of months it's probably going to be majority Cranbourne because Caulfield will be shut down. But getting a lot of support from Trent and Natalie, which is good. They've got a lot of numbers and a lot of quality horses. So I get there Monday mornings for their jump outs, do a lot of jump outs for them, and Tuesdays and Saturdays sort of Caulfield. So yeah, we get around a bit, do a fair bit of track work, but riding majority of the days, and I think it's showing. I'm riding really well and getting the results now.
Absolutely. Did you think when you came back from Tassie it took you a while to get back into the swing and I suppose the form that you were in before you left?
Yeah, I sort of even when I first came back, I was getting plenty of rides, but it's just the quality that you got to try and pick up. So now that I've sort of broke back in and got on some nice horses, hopefully it can springboard going forward and we can find a couple of spring horses.
What about at Wangaratta today? Can you keep the momentum going? Have you got one that you like? You're on after scratchings. You've only got a couple, race two and race seven.
Mate, I can find a scratching. I think I've ordered four scratchings today. I had a few during the week, but I've only left with two rides. But out of the pick of them, I'd probably say Kenny Keyes' horse in race seven, a horse called Polak. His horse, it'll race up on the speed and the wetter the better, so track's rated a heavy 9, so you probably suspect it's a genuine 10, and he'll race on speed and he'll give a good spot for a long way.
All right, Froggy, well done again. Double Flemington on Saturday, and you're building teams or a team that could have you on a couple of nice horses heading towards the Spring Carnival as well. Good luck at Wangaratta.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Froggy Newitt joining us there. Time now to head up north. We spoke to this man a couple of weeks ago after the performance of Incentivise. A lot has happened in the past couple of weeks, but one thing that hasn't changed is the domination this horse is showing every time he goes to the track.